Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Hey Sangween. Today, let's talk about managing your money. Managing your money is very critical because in today's world, nothing is free. Everything has a cost, even a small favor. Money determines a lot of people's psychology. A rich people's psychology is entirely different. A poor person's is different. A middle class is different. Money plays different role in different people's lives. Money is powerful and it should be handled with care. There are people who bargain for 10% discount and save, and there are those who buy it for a fair price and sell it with 25% profit through value addition. So both worked hard, but one person managed to save 10 rupees and the other person managed to make money of 25 rupees. So there is some kind of math that has gone in, or there is a smart work that has happened which has actually given the other person a 15 rupees extra. That is where the art of managing money plays a big role. Rich is someone who has more money. Wealthy is someone who has more sources of money. For example, if I have 10 crores of money, I'm rich. But if I have a manufacturing plant, some rented apartments, and then some IT company, so I have more sources of money which can generate money for me in a long run. So I am a wealthy person, right? So your ideal goal in life should not be to be rich, rather it should be to be wealthy in life. So you have to consistently apply the earn, save, invest ratio according to your growth needs. If you are very aggressive with growth, then you have to save more and then invest more accordingly, right? But if you are in a maturity phase where you have already a lot of money and then you want to take it a bit slow and you want to reduce the risk of appetite of yours, then you save a little and then also invest accordingly. So money should complement our life. So today we are working. Tomorrow there are a lot of things that we have to manage. So we buy a bike, and then tomorrow there are places we have to go. So we buy a car. So something, our money should complement our life. So whenever we move to the next stage, whatever we need, money should be able to afford it. But it shouldn't influence our lifestyle. Today we are going in a bike and our neighbor is going in a Ferrari. So we shouldn't go and then buy a Ferrari. So that is not sustainable. Always remember, when there's more income, there's going to be more expenses. It's today you're having 1 lakh salary and then you have expenses of 60,000. So you think that, okay, if I have 10 lakh salary, I will be settled in life. It's not like that. When you get 10 lakh salary, your expenses also going to increase about 6 lakhs. So it's not like, so always we get lost in our imagination thinking that income gets raised, and we just don't think about that expenses also raise when our income rises, right? We should keep that in mind. So no matter how much I earn in life, expenses are going to be directly proportional to that income. So never get this idea of being settled in life. Enjoy your life as it comes in your own way, be it simple or be it aggressive in terms of money, but enjoy your love, just enjoy your life as the way it is. So create passive sources of income, work hard for it, use your money consciously, invest in products that add value to you. Ignorant people will disappear your money, like your bad friendships, wrong relationships, and then bad influential people. Be cautious with them. Money brings a lot of illusion and immoral virtues with it. So when you have a lot of money, it is natural that you feel pride of your money, and it's natural that you don't respect others. When you have more money, you feel like everybody is smaller than you. But then only if you had walked this journey of money from nothing to everything, only then you will be able to identify the true colors of it. Only then you will be able to identify the real people who are capable of standing with you even in your tough times. You will look into more functionality of a product than the appealing or the looks of the product. You will really get into the essence of it only when you had traveled this journey of earning money from nothing to everything. So I wish you all the best for all your endeavors that you would explore in the journey of money. So yeah, so hope you enjoyed it. This is Kartika Madhyalagan signing off. Let's catch up in another episode. Until then, see you. Take care.